Yeah, at this time we'll have a message by Pastor Stan.
We almost had the message before MIM, Ministry in Motion. And that would have been, that would have not been good. But thanks to John, he was on the ball, saw that I was not looking at my schedule. So praise the Lord. I'm so glad that we are, I'll tell you what, I've been just looking forward to this service for quite some time. Just the spirit of thanksgiving has been resonating in my heart so much these days. And it seems as if the more I live, the longer I live, the more struggles I go through, the more I understand the importance of giving thanks. And as the Apostle Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Early on, you read a scripture like that and you realize, okay, I guess I got to force myself to give thanks because I just don't feel thankful right now. And as you go through life, you feel, you see things differently. And the things of the world that as you've been through hurts and as you've seen other people go through hurts, as you see the news and you watch and witness disasters, and you ask yourself some very difficult questions about this thing, giving thanks, and you realize it's a very contrary thing that God is telling us to do. But it's not an unusual thing. It is something that's really very fitting if we understand what thanksgiving should be. And so as we're reflecting upon thanksgiving, we recognize that when we give thanks to something or someone, it's because of something they have done. It's some value that they've imparted into our lives. If they've treated us to lunch, maybe, or something like that. And therefore, it is something that we are reflecting back, something that someone has already done for us. And so in all of these songs that we're singing, give thanks for what God has done. As we think about the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, it becomes easier and easier as we go along in life to be able to look past the hardships and the trials that we experience and to really see the one that we are to give thanks to. The title of our sermon today, the message today, is Reflecting Our Gratitude to God. As I spend my days being more observant of the things that go on around me, I remember times when I would I would either pick Amy up late or something like that, or miss an appointment, and I would get really upset at myself, and that's something probably worthwhile to do. I should get mad at myself. I also look at things like I can be thankful for the times that I was on time, for the times I showed up, for the times I didn't miss a beat, for the things that are going on in the world around us that do not reflect the many evil things that are going on, the many hurts and pains, because surely there are lots and lots of blessings. And for today, I would like us to focus our thoughts on why we should give thanks, not on why we shouldn't give thanks, or why, not on why there are bad things that happen in the world. We'll save that for the philosophers who can think about these things and spend time thinking about that. Today is a day to give thanks, and the Bible's full of scriptures that speak to that. And one of these scriptures is Psalm 57:9. Psalm 57:9 says, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. That's kind of the theme here today. I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. Later on in the service, in just a little while, I'm going to give you a chance to reflect your own thanks back to the Lord. And look at the things and ways God has blessed you. And give you a chance. We're going to have a microphone. We'll pass it around to give thanks among the people. So that's our desire here today. And I'd like to paint kind of like grease the wheels, if you will, kind of to get our spirits in the right place by talking about three pictures that God has given us that will help us to give thanks. And before we do that, let's go to our Lord in prayer. Father, surely there are countless ways that you have blessed us. Forgive us when our attentions are on the pains and the hurts. And Lord, there are times when they are so intense, these pains and hurts are so intense and the loss is so great, that the grief affects our heart. And we thank you, Lord, that even in that kind of time, you are with us. And we thank you that going through the darkest of times, we can even then give thanks. But today, Lord, you've revealed that you have overwhelmed us with so many good things. That's our desire today. That even through the difficulties of life, that we may be able to see these pictures of what you have given us so that we can give thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The first thing I'd like to point out, if you have your notes page, I want to take that out. And there are three things, as I mentioned, three pictures that God has given us that can stimulate the spirit of thanksgiving in our hearts. The first one here is, number one, God created a wonderful world for you. God created, can you write that in if you have a pen or pencil? God created a wonderful world for you. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech," or they testify, if you will, "of God's goodness. Night after night, they display knowledge." Maybe the psalmist is looking up at the sky and realizing there's some wonderful thing out there that we do not understand. Night after night, they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where they are not heard. Their voice goes out into all the world, their words to the ends of the earth. Everywhere you go in the world, you will see this testimony of God shining through from his creation. And this testimony goes to everyone, whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, whether you're a person who believes in God or an atheist or someplace in between, everyone in between, everyone gets to see this testimony. In fact, in the last 30 years, there's been something that's been going on. It's called the understanding from science that the universe is so finely tuned that they call the creation of the universe, scientists are calling it this, as if it's a razor's edge. That is, those who think that all of the universe came together just by chance, it really is, as you're looking at the probability of this happening, is an impossibility that all of these things could have happened by chance. So these smart people, like scientists, and look at the content of the amount of air in the oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere. They look at gravitational force. They look at centrifugal force. You know what that is, right? Centrifugal force. So remember when you were a kid, you put sand in a bucket, you put water in a bucket, and when you turned it up like this, it would fall out. But then somewhere along the line, you realize if you put water in a bucket and you swing the thing around fast enough, what happens? Does the water fall out? No, it doesn't. So there's this centrifugal force that's happening among the stars in the galaxy and in the solar system. And there's the speed of light. There's the expandingness of the universe. There's even the thickness of the Earth's crust and the axis tilt of the Earth. All of these things seem to point to our evidence that All of these things seem to be designed specifically now, specifically for human beings, for you and for me. This is where science has come. If you've been away from science for a long time, like me, and you're beginning to re-enter and relearn some of these scientific things, you're realizing that these things, scientists, is pointing back to God. Robert Jastrow, who is used to be an agnostic astronomer, points out many, many different factors, and he says this, that this scientific principle seems to say that science itself has proven as a hard fact that the universe was made, was designed for man to live in, was providentially crafted for our benefit. Nothing known to human beings is capable of pre-tuning the conditions of the universe to make life possible other than an intelligent creator. But he goes beyond that by not just saying that life is possible, like, well, maybe an amoeba can come up to life, but specifically for human appreciation. And these are people who are not with Bible degrees. These are people who are just observing the world around us. The heavens declare the glory of God. And God did all of this for you, for me. Next time we look out in the heavens and we realize, God did this for me. God did this for you. It's a very personal thing. It's not an accident. And if Robert Jastrow is correct, then really he's reciting what Genesis chapter 1 talked about, isn't he? We see Genesis chapter 1, God creates the universe. He creates an environment, calls it just right. He says it is good, and he puts Adam and Eve, man in the garden, just for humanity to live in. Isn't that amazing? Now, Jesus doesn't require us to be astronomers. Jesus simply says this in Matthew chapter 6. He says, look around, look at the birds. See the lilies of the field. All he wants us to do is open our eyes. Look around us. And Jesus says the testimony of God's ministering and care for you are right there. God gives them all to us. So despite this fallen, sinful world, God has still designed this world and is holding everything together beautifully, and sin cannot overcome it. Secondly, if you look at your bullet number 2 in your handout, we reflect our gratitude to God by recognizing that God enters your personal world. God enters your personal world. So God is not just a powerful being who created the universe and just kind of leaves it like winding up a clock and putting it on the shelf and letting it run all by itself. That's not the God that we're talking about here. He is not aloof and distant. I like a chorus that I learned a long time ago in another generation. And it's a song, He's Everything to Me. And the chorus of that song says, till by faith I met him face to face. And I felt the wonder of his grace. Then I knew that he was more than just a God who didn't care, who lived away up there. Now he walks beside me day by day, ever watching o'er me, lest I stray. This is the God who enters our world. The Apostle Paul says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he also said, Jesus said, that I will be with you always to the very end of the age. He came into the world to save us, to engage with us personally. And he says, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Now, he didn't promise to remove suffering. He didn't promise to remove trials. In fact, he said, you're going to have trials and suffering. I promise you that. That's the promise, that we will have those things. But he also promised that he will be with us always. Marquise Goodwin of the San Francisco 49ers last week caught a touchdown pass. And as he was running toward the end zone and no one around him, he blew a kiss to heaven. When he crossed the line into the end zone, he dropped to his knees. And people were wondering what happened. You see, 4 months before that, he and his wife was expecting a child. That morning, he lost his child. It was born premature. And the doctors couldn't save the child. And he writes this, a man full of faith. He says, I want to thank those who've genuinely prayed for Morgan and myself through our pregnancy. Unfortunately, we lost our baby boy due to some complications and had to prematurely deliver him early this morning around 4 a.m. Although we are hurt, I'm grateful for the experience and grateful that God blessed me with a wife as courageous and resilient as Morgan. The pain, physically, mentally, and emotionally, she has endured is unbelievable. Please pray for the Goodwin family. He wrote another post that says, the reward outlasts the pain. That's the God that stretches out the universe, enters our lives. And finally, number 3, God calls you to his eternal spiritual word. You can write that in your notes. God calls you to his eternal spiritual world. The call is one of love. In John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, 1 John chapter 3, 2 and 3, the apostle writes, how great is the love of God that the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. Isn't that amazing? That God calls us to this. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, the apostle Paul in this time says, now we have every spiritual blessing in Christ saved up for us in the heavenlies. Every spiritual blessing in Christ. So thanksgiving is not something we conjure up. We just got to force us ourselves to give thanks. Rather, it is something, realizing something God has given to us. And being able to see that, return thanks to our God. Daniel, one of our worship leaders, Daniel, has these devotionals that are sent out every week. And one of these, the last one from last week, Fran Moore, when she was a young child, had what is called the 3-day measles, whatever that is. I didn't have that one. I had the longer one. Anyway, she's lying in her room. She says, I try to come up with something to which to be thankful, because now she gets these measles right when they're having a party. And it's a Thanksgiving party. And now she has to go to her room and she can't play with her cousins or anything like that. And she says, all I could think of was how much of a bummer it was for me. I was feeling sorry for myself that I couldn't be thankful for even one thing. Okay, you can excuse her, right? She's 10 years old. You were like that too when you were 10 years old. You know that, okay? So we're not holding anything against her. And the point that she's making out here is that we sometimes just try to conjure it up, this Thanksgiving. But rather than conjuring it up, it really is recognizing what God has done and now returning thanks to our God. Our spiritual destiny in heaven vastly overwhelms any kind of pain we can go through in this life. It overwhelms it. That's why the Apostle Paul says, I consider my present sufferings not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. It's not even worth comparing. I would want to say, Paul, don't you at least want to compare it and show the difference? He's not even worth comparing. It doesn't even show up on the same scale. That's anticipating the spiritual eternity that God has for us. So as we prepare in our own hearts to return thanks to God, let's review these messages from the Bible. That God created this world, wonderful world we live in. He entered your personal world and works with you every single day. That God calls you one day to his eternity in heaven. So our thanks there, therefore, is not conjured up. We don't need to conjure it up. All we have to do is open our eyes and look and let our hearts reflect back thanks to him. Psalm 57:9 says, I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. And now I'd like to give you a chance. We have a microphone that's available for you. I'd like to ask you to be a little courageous. I do a lot of talking when I come to church. Most people don't talk very much. This is your chance to give thanks among the people. Now, we'll ask one thing, that you keep it short. Okay, so just a statement of or two. You don't have to give the whole backstory of the whole thing. But we would love to give you a moment to share. So please, who would like to share? Jump up and be willing to share. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, I just want to thank all those who are praying for my mother, because last night was the first evidence that she believes in prayer. Because she's been suffering with pain, she couldn't sleep. So I asked her last night if she slept well. She said yes, and I believe you visited her Friday, and she said she believes she slept well because you prayed for her. Mm-hmm. So my greatest prayer is that someday she will walk into church. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
You know, Dennis has had an amputation. And yes, everybody said, oh, poor thing. But no, it's a blessing because he still has his life. Our family suffered. Jason had a stroke. But our blessing is that our family got closer. And we try to pull together now more. And I want you guys to know that all the prayers that you guys give for Dennis and Jason, it works. It just works. So thank you.
Praise the Lord. And it's Dennis's birthday, right? Let's bless him and give a little extra blessing. Let's sing happy birthday to him, can we? Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dennis. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that sharing. Someone else? Oh, Hyoka-san?
I really want to praise the Lord because everything he does for me always turn out glorify Jesus. First in 1991, I opened foster care home. I continue to care for Lisa Inaba like she is my own daughter. I have been deceived 26 times since I started, and I have no problems with received 26 times since I started, and I have had no problems, no incidents in my own power I could not eat, but God sustained me through all those years. And I have been those challenged people and who cannot fence themselves. And also I helped Humane Society's Feral Cats programs 25 years. And I really want to thank you to the Lord. And in one more second, I lost my husband when I was 50 years old. And today, I am and physically strong, and this Lord was always with me and guiding me and comfort me. He took all my loneliness and worry that blessed me abundantly. I really praise the Lord this year, and I love Him. He's always with me. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that word of testimony. Thanking the Lord among the people. Amen.
When it comes to thanking the Lord, you know, the list is endless. One of the things I am grateful to the Lord is technology. As most of you know, my beloved Sudhisin comes from Indonesia. And if it wasn't for technology, the technology of Skype, the technology of emails, all the electronical stuff, I would not have the great and magnificent blessing that I have. And that's something I still cry to God for with thanksgiving. She, on the other hand, gets to communicate with her mother in Indonesia every Saturday because of technology. So I am really grateful for that. The next thing I'm grateful for is my optical enhancers. I like this technology too because you're a big blur right now. So thank you.
Optical enhancers. Yeah, I like that. Amen. Amen to that, man. Praise the Lord for eyeglasses. Optometrist. Anyone else? One more person to me. Carmela, you keep raising your hand. Is that for real? Oh, okay. Here we have Sian.
I would like to say thanks to the Lord just because He is so good to me. Yeah, I remember that it's very hard for me when the first time I start my work, I was facing a difficult time. But the Lord just keep me move to do the job because I believe that God will use me for the children in the preschool. I was so thankful because one day there is a parents from the preschool students came to me and give me a card. And inside he said, very thankful for me because I was not feel worried about my kids sent to this school because there is a teacher like you to take care and watch him. I was so surprised with that. I thank the Lord because and what I did, I do not do to please her. I just want to please God only. But God just make me so encouraged because of the words. So I thought to my husband, I said, oh, I look like a missionary here because I was so far from home and then people just praise me, what I do. I think that just, no, I do not do for them. I do not do anything for school too. I do because I want to please God. What I do at school, I always do perfectly because God is perfect. Yeah, so I'm so thankful for that. I'm also thankful for especially Stephen and Tony. They are not here, but they just give their help when they offer a ride to go to to take me home. Because every time when I go there, I was so tired. I'm home, I just lie down on my bed. I cannot do anything. But God just keep me healthy, and then I enjoy my job now. I really feel that I'm a part of the school, people there. Even sometimes I feel like still kind of, yeah, I know that I can express or say something with this, but I know I was struggling with that. But praise the Lord because of His goodness to me and His gracious everything that He gave to me, I do not take it for granted. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's all the sharing we're gonna have. We have time for one more. Terry Lynn.
I want to thank God for sending His one and only Son to die for our sins. Amen. Because we're sinners.
Amen to that. So thanks to God. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful that you're able to consider your thanks. Huh? Yeah, we'll cut the last song. So we will just continue to have that spirit of thanksgiving. And I encourage you every day, every morning, recite these verses. Some of these verses are just gems that reflect thanks to God. And allow God to overwhelm whatever issue you're going through with His goodness in the world. Amen? Why don't we stand together? And as you do, I just want to say, we want to invite you to the feast, the banquet that has been prepared by you. But thank you, all of you, for bringing the good food that we're all going to enjoy together. We hope that you'll be able to stay and be able to fellowship with us together. So let's thank the Lord for our time together. Lord, as Michael has said, Lord, there's endless amount of things we can thank you for. Father, may we be like Jesus, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Lord, may we fix our eyes on you. And as we do, Lord, may we realize that our souls can be walking in thanksgiving for your love, creating a beautiful world to live in, for your personal nature to enter our very lives, and to give us finally, an eternal hope and a promise that pulls us through every trial in life. But thank you, God, and I pray that you will give us that song in our heart, a song that's based on thanksgiving. Now, God, we thank you for the food that's been prepared. We ask that you would bless each person in body, in soul, in fellowship, as we enjoy this food together. In Jesus' name we pray, and together we say, amen, amen. God bless you. We're going into Advent from next week, so we hope you'll be able to come back again. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and go in God's grace.